what that really comes from is, unfortunately, a tendency within Lutheranism within the last century to speak not just in kind of both and categories, but in polarized categories. So, for example, as Lutherans, we emphasize the distinction between law and gospel. But it should not be understood as it's the law versus the gospel, as in the law is bad, the gospel is good. We have both. The law is good, the gospel is good, but they have different functions, they have different purposes. Same with something like the two kingdoms, the kingdom of the right and the kingdom of the left. It's not kingdom of the right versus kingdom of the left, so that the kingdom of God is good and the kingdom of politics and the cultural world, that's all bad and the church shouldn't worry about those things. That's a kind of versus one another mentality that's just really very unhelpful. And I would say it's the same thing that has occurred in our speaking of Christ extranos and Christ intranos. So that we have, instead of saying, yeah, we have Christ for us and Christ in us, and these are both beautiful and wonderful themes, and they're both biblical, but we understand that they have different roles. Instead of that, which is exactly what Article 3 of the Formula of Concord does, rightly, we say, well, no, it's extranos versus intranos, and we know that extranos is, that's kind of the Lutheran thing, so we've got to grab onto that and reject the other. We don't need to pit them against each other, just to say that these are distinctions. They're different, and we hold to those distinctions, but we recognize both of these things as wonderful, biblical, God-given truths. God has revealed it, and we need to be obedient and proclaim it